You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Nadira Jamal. One of my favorite gigs of my entire career was a birthday party for a developmentally disabled man. What his mom told me going into the show was, treat him like he was a 7-year-old boy. And that's exactly how it felt. He was so open and sweet and so excited to have his party and have a dancer like he had 20 years before at a previous birthday party. And one thing that became our thing during this show is every once in a while he would reach out his hands and move his fingers like he was playing the zills. And whenever that happened, I would reach out my hands and actually play my zills back at him. And the thing is, he would do this just at random times throughout the piece, including during my veil section. And it was just this wonderful interactive moment that I never wanted to skip it, even if it was a moment where I normally wouldn't have played finger cymbals. And as I've taught dancers in different parts of the country where areas have different traditions and different expectations, I've learned that most people don't play finger cymbals when they do the veil. Now these days, taking your zills off for veil or not playing them at all is pretty common. But back in the day, and particularly in my dance lineage, we were not allowed to take our zills off at all. So if you were doing a half hour set, your zills stayed on no matter what. So by the time we were out there performing for the general public, my teacher expected us to at a minimum keep our zills on and more likely to actually play. And I will admit it, if I'm in a show where I get a one song slot and I'm only doing veil, typically I'm not going to put my zills on. But when I do veil as part of a longer set, I keep them on and I do play for the majority of that veil song. Sometimes I might pause for whole sections, but I'm gonna play for a chunk of the entire veil piece. And so now I'd like to talk about why learning to play zills while holding your veil is worthwhile. For one thing, it means that you don't have to interrupt your show to take your zills off and then to put them back on. And that was my teacher's main objection to taking them off. But just like any other part of the show, during a veil piece, zills add an extra layer to the music. They had extra interest. They let you interact in a more musical way. And just like at that birthday party, zills are often an interactive element. The audience connects with them and understands them as an action, not just another sound in the orchestra. Plus, playing zills while you work with your veil is kind of badass. And I want to make it clear that I do not believe that something is better just because it's hard, or even that the hard thing is usually better than the easy thing. Hard for the sake of hard is contrary to the core values of this dance. That said, I think it is worth cultivating things that are hard when they have an artistic value, and also that every dancer should have at least one thing that they can whip out when they need a little impressive ta-da moment. So how do you play zills while you work with your veil? Well, the secret is all in the grip. Remember that we play our finger cymbals with our middle finger and our thumb. So that means that the veil cannot fall between the middle finger and thumb finger zills, and that your middle finger and your thumb both need to be completely free to move. So any veil grip that we use can't interfere with those two things. And our standard grip does. Typically, when we hold the veil, we pinch it between our pointer and our thumb, like we're writing with a pencil. And this fails on both counts. Your veil is up against your thumb zill, so that's going to muffle it. And also, the pointer finger blocks your middle finger from striking your thumb zill. So that's right out. So what can we use instead? Well, I recommend what I call the scissor grip. And if you have trouble picturing what I'm about to describe, don't worry, there's a short video on the episode page. What I'd like you to do is to imagine that your pointer finger and your middle finger make up a pair of scissors. So go ahead and make a snipping motion. All right, then go ahead and lay your veil flat on a surface like a table and use your fingers to snip that fabric with your middle finger underneath and your pointer finger on top of the fabric. This should leave the fabric pinched between those two fingers. Now, if you rotate your hand so that your palms are pointing downward, and then slide your pointer finger on top of your middle finger. This leaves the fabric resting on the back of your hands and secured between your pointer and middle fingers. and it leaves your thumb and your middle fingers unobstructed. Another way to imagine this is crossing your fingers for good luck with your middle finger on top of your pointer finger and then reversing the order. So the pointer is on top of the middle instead. And you leave the veil pinched between those two fingers. Now this feels weird, very weird. And there's a good chance that you're gonna get hand cramps, at least starting out. This is partly because you may not have the strength in the small muscles that articulate that action, but more likely because you're holding it too tightly. And as you get used to this grip, you can put in less effort and you'll get stronger. So it's gonna become a lot more comfortable. And like any other confounding factor, this is going to impact your veil skills until you get used to this new grip. You may have a harder time manipulating your veil. You might drop it more frequently. That is all normal and it will pass. So using the right grip is the secret, but the real key is repetition. The only way for this grip to become reliable and to become comfortable is to practice a lot. So try practicing gripping and regripping, playing the zills while you just hold the veil without moving it, moving the veil while you hold your zills but without playing them, and then eventually playing your zills and moving your veil at the same time. Above all, just try it out, just play, make mistakes, and keep trying. With time and practice, you'll be able to bust out zills whenever the moment calls for it. And hopefully you'll get some magic moments like I did. Now, if you'd like to branch out and get more creative with your zills, check out my online course, Lace, How to Make Your Zills Interesting, Not Overwhelming. You can find that at bellydancegeek.com/lace. And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. It helps me out and it helps other people find the show.
Thanks for listening. For more geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.